Put your headphones in, go to a quiet space. It's time to listen to Common Sense. Let's get it. Well, I'm guessing that this segment's not gonna be too long because I can get interrupted today. So, basically, long story short, everybody, don't be afraid to be yourself. Being yourself is the best thing that you can be. You know, you stop lying to people, telling them that you've been in, you've had like Spider-Man, Batman fights with people, and you know what I'm saying? And you ain't, and you can't bust a motherfucking grape in a fruit fight. You know what I'm saying? Stop trying to pretend to be Rambo when you really Chucky from Rugrats, nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's cool to be yourself. It's actually way better to be yourself. Do you know people want peace nowadays? So, like, nobody wants to be around the motherfucker who every time he goes somewhere, they make it seem like they you go out with them, you're going to get in this big-ass fight and shit. Nobody wants to be around that shit. Nobody wants to be around the nigga that's always starting shit. Or nobody wants to be around the nigga that's always got a story for every situation. Nobody wants to be around that motherfucker. Because that motherfucker ain't shit half the time. But, you know, accept what you cannot change and leave that and protect your own energy. You don't need people who can't even be real with themselves around you. Because they'll definitely not be real with you. Definitely won't. And I'm learning that my damn self. I have a friend who, not really a friend no more, but, you know, not even, well, I'm not going to say not really a friend no more, not a friend at all no more, who, like, stunt like they take care of business, but can't take care of shit, so, you know, got to cut them off, but, anyway, you guys, my common senseologists out there, you know, if it doesn't make sense, it's common sense, baby. It just doesn't make sense. It's common sense. Too real. Anyway. We will talk to you guys tomorrow. You have a great day. It's raining out here in Texas today. Beautiful cleansing rain. Be able to grow some more as a person. Make sure if you haven't done so, read the book Black Privilege by Charlemagne, and everything's great. You guys have a great day and keep blessed. I'll hear from you guys tomorrow. Again, common sense out. Good afternoon. Hello, my common senseologist. Common senseologist, because this is common sensitology, you know, like Scientology. This is common sensitology. I'm sorry, I'm setting up a video shoot right now, and all my common sense PJ fans on the music side, I'm shooting a video for Love Drug, like I told you guys. I don't know if I told you. I smoke a lot. I'm shooting a video for Love Drug next Saturday. If you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and you want to be involved, hit me up! I can let you be in there. Of course, is the horse. 919. Remember, the Patrick Ewing EP also comes out 9/11. 9/11 the EP, 919 the visuals. So, you know, all you gotta do, set up for the visuals. What I was gonna talk to about today was a strong lesson about being your motherfucking self, man. It's a common thing that with social media that you could be somebody else. But I've seen recently, a lot of lately, people lying to people who don't know them. And, you know, trying to be somebody that they was. Like, the other day, I was listening to a conversation that some people were having. And it was just nonstop lies. Nonstop lies. Like, and I know the person who was telling the story. And they were just talking about how they did shit like beat. Anyway, had a little short break. I'm sorry about that. But just beating people off with sticks and just a whole, you know, like just some wild ass, crazy ass stories about fighting and shit like that. And I'm sitting there listening to this person and I'm like, motherfucker, you didn't do none of this shit that you're saying. They were talking about how they used to knock people out on top of cars and shit. Like, have you ever heard somebody just tell you a story about fights and shit they did growing up, just trying to let people think that they had a hard life growing up so they can so they won't try to try you or some shit? Like, let me tell you something, man. No matter what kind of stories you tell somebody about you, you can tell somebody that you went on a shooting spree and killed four people. If you fuck with somebody enough, they're not going to be scared of your punk ass. You know what I'm saying? People need to stop making up these stories about themselves, trying to impress other people. Because it's at this point, what the fuck? What the fuck for? Why are you so scared to be yourself? People want to be portrayed they are so hood, so gangster. They grew up so rough, grew up so tough. If you didn't grow up rough and tough, my nigga, live with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Embrace that shit. Embrace the way you grew up. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody. Some of the most notorious criminals had phenomenal lives growing up. You know what I'm saying? You see a lot of rich people, rich kids, and they've never been in a fight or nothing like that, but they kill people. You know? People need to understand that it's not about how you grow up, it's how you adapt to your surroundings. You know what I mean? There are people out here who, let's just say like this. People who are born in the hood, 9 times out of 10, don't want to be in the hood their whole life. You know, everybody wants to get away from certain things. People don't voluntarily just live in the hood. Well, probably about now because it's cheap and gentrification and stuff like that. But nobody wants to go through a struggle. Nobody wants to sit there and be like, nobody wakes up and is like, you know what I wish? I wish I didn't have lights or water. I wish my parents couldn't afford food. You know what I'm saying? Nobody wants to do. Oh, I wish I got in fights every day and blacked out. Come on, man. Especially for women. Y'all talking about all these fights that y'all done got into. That shit ain't cute. You ain't scaring nobody. Especially no man. You ain't scaring no man. I don't give a damn how many niggas you didn't hit or whatever. Bitch, I'll slap shit out you. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Stories don't scare people. And I'm just confused on this in this day and age of why it's so hard to just be comfortable about who the fuck you are. You know? Just be comfortable about who the fuck you are. That's all you gotta do. It's nothing like me. I wasn't born in the hood. I've lived there, of course, because my grandma decided to live there in the hood in 401 Killeen, Texas, you know what I'm saying? But, however, I'm not sitting here trying to glorify that shit. I don't want to relive any of that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's not cool for me to talk about, not having shoes and having to wear my auntie volleyball shoes. And the bad part about that shit was, my mama had money. She was just overseas. But, that's just not cool. That's not something I want to sit around here and brag about. You know what I'm saying? It's just like people want to seem tough. You want to seem tough to the world, and I get why people want to seem tough to the world, because they're probably weak as fuck. You know what I'm saying? You have to be strong to live in today's world. you know? And your self-esteem, your self-value means a whole lot more. So stop lying to yourself about who you are. Because you're out here telling everybody these stories about how you so hood and shit, ain't did none of that shit, lying. And then, but then you got to look in the mirror and look at yourself and knowing that you're a fucking liar. You know what I'm saying? Like, fam, if you was born with a silver spoon in your mouth, embrace that shit. Live that shit. That is your life. Stop trying to live other people's lives. Stop trying to change your life. But I say this, if you want to be hood that bad, then the stories that you're saying, don't make them stories. Make them realities. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, make your shit a reality. And I guarantee you won't like it. You know what I'm saying? I guarantee you. Coming from somebody who wanted to be perceived as gotta take a quick break again. I'm sorry, like, so coming from somebody who wanted to be perceived as a hood dude and tough and nobody better fuck with me. You know, I wasn't talking about it. I was doing it. You know. And then after all that, or even after all that doing, trust me, people still call me bitches and pussy ass niggas, all this shit. Like, people are gonna say whatever they want to say regardless. You know what I mean? So sitting here making up a story, trying to be somebody that you're not, trying to make your life seem more glamorous than what it is, I mean, it doesn't really matter. People are gonna talk shit regardless. So you're making up all these stories, remembering all these lies. And in the end, it doesn't fucking matter. That same person that you're trying to impress still might call you a bitch ass nigga behind your back or to your face, depending on how, you know, depending on who they are as a person. Like, it doesn't matter. You know, you don't think people still talk shit to O.J. Simpson? He stabbed a bitch. You know what I'm saying? He committed a murder. You know, not you found innocent, but, you know, reasonable doubt. But, you know, Ted Bundy, I'm pretty sure people call him pussies and bitches. And, but you know what he was? A motherfucking killer. You know what I'm saying? He was a killer. People still talk shit, man. Jesus was the most perfect person in the world. And people made sure that he got killed. So, I mean, it doesn't matter, bruh. You know, whatever happens is gonna happen, regardless. They're gonna talk shit. Yeah. And you just gotta deal with that shit, man. Stop trying to lie and be somebody else. Somebody who you not. You know, that shit crazy. It is crazy as fuck. What else would I talk about? But yeah, I mean, that's not what else am I talk about. But that's just crazy. Like, I don't understand why so many people try to be ashamed of their life, ashamed of how they came up. Man, your parents probably put in a lot of work to make sure some of you motherfuckers can go to private school. You know what I'm saying? I know I am. I'm putting a lot of work so my kids could go get a better education somewhere else, somewhere that's not public. And I'd be damned if they sit here and act like I sent them to a, you know, some rinky-dink ass shit. You know what I'm saying? I'd be damned. It's like the whole point of being a parent is to provide like a bomb life for your kids.
You know you ain't gonna get up.
I never get up.
No.